It's time to our chat with our friends over at United Way, the United Way of Greater Lorain County, uwlorainecounty.org, to find out all the things that they're involved with. You could even get a Week at the Bee t-shirt, Craig, and you could wear it next week.
I've seen it.
Because the Week at the Bee is going to actually officially take place. Ashley Hampson joins us from United Way. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. So the bees have sort of taken place as far as getting it together, but now it's sort of the unveiling of it next week. Tell me how this Week at the Bee is going to progress.
Yeah, I'm going to try really hard not to give any spoilers. So next week on our YouTube channel, so you can just search United Way of Greater Lorain County or UWLORCTY is technically our channel name. At 5:30 p.m., we'll be premiering one of each of the four bees. So there is an art bee, which is a Pictionary-style competition. That'll be Monday evening. On Tuesday evening, it'll be a STEM bee. That's Are You Smarter Than an Eighth Grader themed. So it's all middle school science, technology, engineering, and math questions. And then on Thursday, we've got a history bee, which is kind of a pub trivia-style history from every type of history you could think of competition. And then on Thursday, our classic spelling bee, Spellebrate. So those will be kind of watch party style on our YouTube channel. So we'll be kind of getting the conversation going as we see some highlights from the preliminary semifinals and finals, and you'll see which of the local teams won each of the competitions.
Ashley, this is a fundraiser. How can people get involved?
Yeah, so you can go to the actual page for the event. It's pretty cool. It's uwlorainecounty.org/thebee. And on there, you can actually register for the watch parties. You don't have to register, but of course, we'll send you reminders. And then the other incentive is that you'll be entered to win a prize from a local business. All the proceeds from this event are going to our education-focused community collaborative supporting preschoolers and middle schoolers, which is kind of the theme of the event itself. And the fun thing about it is that you can support one of the teams in the competition. So if you go to that page, you'll see a button that says support a team. You'll see a list of all the teams who are playing. They were asked to crowdfund. You'll see they crowdfunded wonderfully this year. They got advantages in the game, but it's not too late to support a team. You can still back one of these teams. All of their fundraising through the end of Thursday of next week will be added up to see who gets the Conbeediality Award. You get it like a Miss Conbeediality Award. It's called the Conbeediality Award, and that's the highest crowdfunders, and they get a really special sash.
You have plenty of puns working for the bees, the week at the bees. You've been very busy getting this all together. Of course, you've kind of put this together as a show. You edit it down, you add different things, right? How has that process been for you to kind of create these like mini game shows in a sense?
You know, it is it's really fun. I have so much respect for video editors who do this as their day job because it takes quite a long time, longer than you think. And you have all these ideas and you have to kind of edit them down and also just not focus too much on one or the other. But yeah, we just try to have fun with it. The spirit of this whole competition is, you know, it's a real competition, but it's just such a wide variety of folks from our community coming together on it. So honestly, it's a really fun process because just people are just so funny. Yeah. So I think it's really, hopefully it's enjoyable to watch.
So all next week on the YouTube page, 5:30 each week evening, it debuts. And I guess there's a replay then on Facebook the following noon, if I got that correct. Right?
Yeah. So to make sure you don't miss any of the action, definitely like us on Facebook. It's UW Lorain County. And yeah, we'll be replaying the premieres on Facebook at noon the next day. And then on Friday of next week, we're going to be doing live awarding of the trophies. So we'll bring the trophies to the different teams who won, and we'll be going live on Facebook when we do that.
Sounds good. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, the Art Bee, which is like a Pictionary competition, right?
Yes, I just finished editing that, and that is
how does that one work out? Because normally you have people, you know, so they hold up a big easel in front of their Zoom camera or something, or
Well, luckily, technology has gotten really strong in the past year because of COVID. So Zoom actually has a whiteboard function. So people actually use their computers to draw, or, you know, they use their mouse or whatever to draw on their computer.
I don't, Craig, if I tried to draw with my mouse, it just basically looks like the...
You could do
it's
it.
It's like the coastline of California when I'm just trying to draw something like that. But
yeah, you know, it's funny. There's a whole range. There's a whole range of skill level on the Zoom Pictionary.
Right. And that's the only one. That's the one that gets would have a lot of shouting, right? I mean, I would assume it because I, you know, any of those games where people are yelling out what they think it is.
Well, this is the most fun thing. I think is one of the most fun things. Is like I was saying, you know, there's just such a range of teams. So there are teams that are kind of the the shout out all everything on your brain. There's a team who kind of has a little storyline to their guessing. They're like, "What are we doing now? We're doing this. We're doing that," which is fun to watch. And then there's some teams too that are quiet. They're quiet until they feel confident about their guess, and then they get it right. So they don't say anything. They don't shoot off. They're like thinking in their brain, and then they always get it right when they say it.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. I know our Jim Merling, who does the Scholastic Games, he had to do them from Zoom this year with teams of three, and he had to change his whole buzzer way that it was working. So it's a very creative way, but it kind of forces you in this situation to try to make the best of it. And also, you know, there's a whole different way of people watching this who couldn't in the past. If you'd had that one night where we had it at an event center going on, this is, allows other people to see it sort of on continuous. And it will live on for history, posterity, I guess, for the most part, right?
You did
delete all the outtakes, right? I was a pronouncer for this bee on certain things. So we want to make sure all that stuff has kind of been
well, you know, we do have our famous blooper reel, but...
Wow, you can raise a lot of funds for that from the people to keep it quiet, I think. Not saying, but giving you some suggestions for the future. But lots of things going on. Of course, United Way also does a lot of great things to help out in the community, and I understand you're still offering the transportation to get people to vaccines. Tell me just briefly about that.
Yeah, so our Lorain County Mobility Management Program, which we run in partnership with Move Lorain County, they, you know, have been really working creatively about how to work with local organizations that have maybe unused vehicles or, you know, at a given time that vehicle is unused, and how do we leverage that vehicle to help get people to their vaccine appointment. They've also been partnering with Life Care Ambulance to get folks in rural areas connected to their vaccine appointments. Just because we know, you know, overall transportation is a big challenge in our community. And of course we want to get help as many people get vaccinated as possible. So if you or someone you know is having any, issues getting to the vaccine appointment because of transportation, you call 211 and they have several different kind of resources that they're using to try to get people connected.
And as we've always said, 211, a good place for any kind of resource. If there's questions or things you have or things you might be struggling with, they can give you the right direction of who might be able to help you out in your time of need. Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us. Ashley Hampson joining us from United Way of Greater Lorain County, uwlorainecounty.org.